Good morning, New Beginnings. This is truly the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. So let us rejoice today. Let us be glad that we are allowed to be blessed to see another day on God's creation. Today's message is coming to you from the book of Titus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Again, the book of Titus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. I will be reading from the English Standard Version. It reads, "Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others, and hating one another." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious and wonderful God, we thank you for this day that you have made. May we continue to rejoice in this day and every day that you allow us to be on this earth. We ask, dear God, that this message goes forth in a manner that is pleasing to you, and that those who receive it may carry it to someone else who needs a message of hope. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Today's message is entitled, "Change Your Palate." Christians today are similar to the Cretans. We have demonstrated a disorganized spirit, impatience with authority, and a spirit of insubordination among those whom we associate, family, friends, and co-workers, just to name a few people that we may come in contact with throughout our days. As believers in the Word of God and followers of Jesus Christ, Christians must do their due diligence to promote Christ-like behaviors within this pagan world they live in. Because how Christians interact with the pagan world or among those they associate will either demonstrate their sincerity or their hypocrisy in their beliefs. Now, we have all dabbled in the delicacies of this pagan life and represented this life with pleasure, indulging ourselves in sexual immorality, sensuality, idolatry, jealousy, enmity, drunkenness, and other things like these, according to Galatians 5:19-21. Once we give way to the delicacies of this pagan world, we embark on a journey, constantly searching for that taste, smell, sight, texture of that delicacy we have grown accustomed to, seeking to quench our thirst, satisfy our craving, our desire, while moving away from a more palatable meal, moving away from the Word of God. After a period of time, we learn that the more we satisfy our craving, the more we satisfy our desire, our pagan delicacy of choice, we eventually lose our appetite, our desire for that which we once enjoyed. We eventually lose our appetite for sexual immorality, for sensuality, for jealousy. We eventually lose our appetite for drunkenness, for those sins that separate us from God. So, we push away from the table of transgression. However, just because we push away from the table of transgression, just because we no longer crave the pagan delicacy we once enjoyed, just because we are in search of a more palatable meal, a more gratifying taste, a different way of life, doesn't mean that there are no challenges ahead. all of us have had moms cooking for a greater portion of our lives. And many of us watched mom cook, participated in mom's cooking. And when we embarked on our own journey, when we got away from the house of mom and dad, and we got our own place to live, we had to begin to cook our own meals. We tried to recall all the things that mom did to her meals that made it taste so well. That was a challenge. See, we were trying to get that taste that mom had. But guess what? It is a challenge to change your palate. See, when you have had mom's cooking for so long, it is a challenge to change your palate. When you have enjoyed the pagan delicacies, when you have enjoyed sexual immorality, when you have enjoyed drunkenness, when you have enjoyed all the sins that separates you from God for so long, it is a challenge to change your palate. In other words, it is a challenge to change how you interact with those individuals you share the pagan life with. It is a challenge to change how you interact within the pagan world you participated in with pleasure. It is a challenge to change behaviors that have been a part of your life for so long. It is a challenge to change your palate. However, as followers of Christ, we can overcome the challenge. As followers of Christ, we can overcome the challenge. Look at what 1 John 5:4 tells us. For everyone who has been born of God overcome the world. Everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Now, before I read the second portion of 1 John 5:4, I'm going to follow me to 1 John 3:9. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. So when you're out there participating in the sins of the world or the delicacies of the pagan world, God's seed is in you. That causes you to halt, to push away from the table of the delicacy that you once enjoyed. It calls you to push away from sexual immorality, from drunkenness. It causes you to overcome these things. It causes you to overcome a disorganized spirit, impatience with authority, and a spirit of insubordination. Now go back with me to 1 John 5:4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. How? 1 John 5:4 tells us our faith. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Our faith helps us overcome the world, overcome the sins that we have committed that separates us from God. When our palate changes, so does our desire. And as our desire changes, so does our outlook on life. And as our outlook on life changes, our interactions with those we associate changes. See, Christians will always operate within close proximity to the ungodly, the skeptic, the atheist, the pagan, and how we interact with them will either demonstrate our sincerity or our hypocrisy. change your palate. In this portion of Titus, Paul turns to the duties which Christians owe to the pagan world around them as it pertains to our relationships with the pagan world. Today, we will just take a look at how followers of Jesus Christ are to manage their behavior when dealing with the pagan world, when dealing with government, when dealing with the general society, and with dealing with self. Today, we're just going to be looking at government. In chapter 3, verse 1, we are offered a gracious but demanding way in which Titus can reinforce teaching that the Cretans have already heard. Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work. Remind them. The word remind means remember. Call to mind. It implies that the Cretans have knowledge or an awareness of the proper attitude toward the secular rulers. Therefore, Titus is to help the various groups, older men, older women, young men, younger women, call to mind the proper attitude or behavior toward secular rulers and authorities. Now, throughout Paul's writings, he often reminded people of how important it was to submit to rulers and authorities. In fact, half of chapter 13 in the book of Romans is filled with this instruction. Romans 13 verse 1 tells us that Paul says that let every person be subject to the governing authorities. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. Why? For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. Every president, governor, Supreme Court justice, mayor, everyone who is in an office of authority has been instituted or ordained by God for that position. And as Christians, we are to obey them. Now, understand that the basis of civil government is of divine appointment and established by God to protect us and bring swift punishment upon the wicked. Now, understand that Paul's idea of a civil ruler is that he is a minister of God for good. He is a minister of God for obedience to the divine will. And any civil government, public sentiment that does not harmonize with God's will is not the government of which Paul speaks. Therefore, Titus must help the various groups call to mind their duty to be submissive to rulers and authorities. Titus was not only to remind the Cretans of their duty to be submissive to rulers and authorities, he also was to remind them to be obedient. However, there are limits to this obedience. The Bible, the Word of God, does not teach us that we are bound to obey laws that are not righteous. Now, there are several passages that show that God approves of Christians disobeying government, but only when obedience to government would mean disobeying God. As Christians, our number one rule should be to obey God. Be obedient to God. And if the government that is in charge of us, if the authorities that are in charge of us are giving us directives that is not in harmony with the word of God, then we have the right to disobey according to the word of God. In the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 28 and 29, all of the apostles were arrested. They appeared before the council and questioned by the high priest because they were teaching some things they weren't supposed to teach. Verse 28 tells us this: we strictly charged you. This is the high priest telling them, apostles, people, we strictly charge you not to teach in this name. They didn't even want to say Jesus. In this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us. So all the apostles were brought before the court, before the council, and the high priest said, look, we strictly charge you not to teach in this name. But look what verse 29 tells us. But Peter and the apostles answered, all of them, we must obey God rather than man. We must obey God rather than man. We must obey God rather than man. That's a bold statement. That could have caused them to be what? Killed. Later on in the passage, we find out that all the apostles were freed. The Cretans are to be reminded that they are not to be obedient to the command of a dictator, nor obedient to public sentiment, nor obedient to the law of the land if it contradicts the divine will of God. If we are commanded to honor the king, the precept implies that the king's character is worthy of his office. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, we are commanded to honor our parents. We are commanded to treat our parents with the proper respect due to them and their role as our parents. This means treating them with deference, providing for them, and looking after them in their old age. Even though we are commanded to treat our parents with the proper respect due to them and their role as our parents, this would imply that our parents are worthy of honor. Now, we are also commanded to be subject to the higher powers, implying that what these higher powers enact is right. A king may become insane and murder his subjects. You know of anyone? Some parents display characteristics suited to awaken their hatred and contempt instead of honor. We are not bound to obey laws or persons that are not righteous. We are not bound to honor persons that are not trustworthy. The obligation of obedience is always dependent upon the righteousness of the command as revealed by Christ, the infallible Word of God. Listen to what the Word of God tells us in 2 Timothy 2:21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. Change your palate. Therefore, the Cretans are to call to mind their responsibility to be submissive and obedient to rulers and authorities that are worthy of honor, and if they resist authorities worthy of honor, they are in essence resisting and rebelling against God. But the last things that the Cretans are to call to mind is that they are to be ready for every good work. Every human being in a society is to be ready for every good work. Christians, you are to be ready for every good work. In other words, you are to be ready to be useful. The Word of God teaches us that man is made to serve his brother, to promote the happiness of others. Compassion is God's social law and is binding on every human being. Compassion. Amid this coronavirus, you see a lot of compassion now. Where is that compassion going to be when the coronavirus pandemic is over? Where is the compassion going to be for that individual that lost their job? Where is that compassion going to be for that individual who lost their parents? Where is that compassion going to be to help someone who need help? Again, compassion is God's social law and is binding on every human being. Our disregard for compassion, our lack of compassion, our disregard for God's social law is the source of all social disorder and misery in our society. Change your palate. If you don't have that compassion in your heart, change your palate. According to Colossians 3:12, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, we are encouraged to put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. As believers of God and followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are to put on a heart of compassion, of kindness, of humility, of gentleness, and patience. Change your palate. If you don't have the compassion, change your palate. If you don't have the kindness and humility, change your palate. If you don't have gentleness and patience within your heart, change your palate. You see, as Christians, we need to operate differently in this pagan world, in this society, with government, differently than the sinners of this world. If not, how are those who look at us know that we're Christian? Well, the song goes, and they know that we are Christian by our love. We are reminded to do our due diligence in being submissive, obedient, and useful to those who are leaders in our communities, in our nation, in churches that are worthy of honor. Today, find a way to change how we interact with those in authority. Find a way to change your palate. Change your behavior on how you interact with the pagan world in which you live. In reference to our rulers and authorities. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious and wonderful God, we thank you for this day. We pray your blessings upon it in our lives, that it should have free course to accomplish your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.